Item number one, discussion on establishing a policy to prohibit outside firewood at Spring Lake. We have City Forester Tim Howell present. Tim, you want to come forward? I know this has been before the Park and Pool Committee. There's a recommendation attached to the Alderman's packet, but if you could give us a summary of what we're trying to accomplish here, please.
Sure. I think most of you are familiar with the emerald ash borer problem. It's kind of like insect pests that similar to the Dutch elm disease. When that came to Macomb, it wiped out a lot of our street trees. The emerald ash borer is the same problem. It destroys all ash trees. It showed up from Asia in 2002 in the Detroit area, and it spread. They estimated it's destroyed over 26 million ash trees. Communities across the Midwest and the nation are trying to take steps to slow the spread. It spreads by firewood. The beetles will lay their eggs under the bark. The larvae will overwinter in the cambium layer, and they come out in the spring. And when they come out, they seek out new ash trees and infect the trees, and they die. The tree board, with the assistance of Dr. Green, developed an emerald ash borer readiness program we were encouraged to by the state. And one of the steps in it was to develop a policy regarding the bringing of outside firewood into the Spring Lake area. We felt that that was particularly important because we think if it reaches Macomb, that's how it's going to reach Macomb. There'll be some camper, perhaps a parent of a WIU student that lives in the Chicago area, which is heavily infected with emerald ash borer, will come down to see their kids. They'll bring their camper. They'll bring some firewood with them. And that's how we'll get in our community. And we're concerned not just with I think we have probably about 300 ash trees along our city streets now, and we're taking steps to lower that number each winter during the removal season. But we're also concerned about the ash trees that are in private homeowners' property. And Dr. Green estimated that there was probably about 1,200 ash trees in Macomb on private property when we developed this. The tree board developed wording, and that was basically to ban the outside firewood into the Spring Lake campground. And their role is advisory, but that's what they advised the city in terms of developing, you know, policy. I visited with the site superintendent out there, Stan Abbott, and he felt a complete ban would be the best way for them to enforce it. And basically what it would involve would be if someone showed up with firewood, it would be taken during the months May, June, July, August. That's when the beetles emerge. It would be burned that night. During the winter months, you know, they might not burn it for a few days, but they would get to it. Stan said that they would be able to sell firewood from what they generate out there. They have a log splitter to campers that come. He said anybody that comes and makes reservations, he always lets them know in advance not to bring firewood with them, and he thinks it would be a workable policy. The only thing I think I might suggest we add to that after visiting with Julie Hemminghouse, she's the state emerald ash borer coordinator, she suggested that we also allow firewood come in that's under the USDA certification seal. A lot of times you'll see firewood for sale in front of gas stations, and some of the firewood, you wonder where it came from, and you wonder if it's, you know, firewood coming into our community that has maybe the larvae in it. But there's also firewood that'll have a USDA seal on it that says that it is free. It's been either treated through fumigation, it's been treated through drying, or the bark's been removed. And I think that would be a reasonable thing to allow people to bring that type of wood in. How fast it spreads, and it does spread by firewood. Normally they would go half mile a year if they were just spreading naturally. Dan Glenn, who's our tree board member, has been since the beginning. He made the observation that if it's in the back of a pickup truck going down the interstate, it spreads at 60 miles an hour. And right now it's about 81 miles from Macomb in Toulon, Illinois.
Thank you, Tim. And in your packet, there was a map that outlined some of the initial detections reported in Illinois, and that would be up there in Stark County, I believe, is where Toulon is at. Any questions for Tim?
Yeah, I have a question. Tim, would it be effective just to ask them to burn it on the first night? I mean, if we're going to take it away and burn it, why can't we ask, have an education thing and just ask them to burn it themselves?
If they brought it and it was when the beetles were emerging, that first night maybe when they come out, and if they're planning on camping for several nights, they may have brought more wood than what they would burn in one night. Stan suggested the possibility that if someone did show up with firewood, they weren't aware, and it's you know, we would do more to publicize that this was the city's policy if that's what you decide, but he suggested they could even offer an exchange for that first night. You know, they would take the camper's wood, but they would offer them an exchange so the camper wouldn't feel like they were out anything.
That would make me feel a whole lot better if something like that were in effect.
I think that would be reasonable. Stan said he'd be willing to do it, and I don't think there would be that many people in the long run that would do that, you know, show up not knowing the policy.
As long as we can turn it into an educational policy also, that's an important thing. But yeah, it sounds like it's inevitable and it's going to be here at some point.
Dr. Green thinks it is. It is spreading, but the longer we can keep it out of Macomb, the better we can be prepared. The federal government is working on controls all the time, and they may come up with a biological control that lets us save some of our ash trees.
Thank you, Tim.
Very good. Alderman Lobdell?
Well, I was just talking with Alderman Dorsett. We've had this discussion before. Would we not take action? Was it this specific action, or was it on a citywide policy? I thought it had to do with the retail sale of wood, as I recall it. But
We had discussion of it in the past. In fact, I think it was even in the Macomb Journal in 2008. But the formal policy never quite made it to this is our policy and this is what we'd like the Park District to implement in managing the Spring Lake Campground.
And then I guess further than that, my question would be with the retailers in town, because I seem to remember that as being one of the issues that we talked about. What kind of control do we have over the retailers making sure they're selling the USDA-approved wood? And that might not be a question for you. I put it out there for staff.
No, and it seems like there was some discussion on that. And it seemed like at the time our legal advice was that it might be difficult to implement since we're not a home rule community. I'm thinking that may have been what Liz advised us at the time as far as working with commercial vendors. But, you know, I agree. It would be worth looking into.
Have we taken any action notifying those known retailers of firewood that emerald ash borer is a concern and that we do want to encourage them to use the USDA-approved sources?
I've talked with the nurserymen and let them know that the city wouldn't be purchasing ash trees anymore, and I encourage them not to stock ash trees anymore, which I believe they've all done. As far as your idea, I think that would be a good idea. I noticed out at Hy-Vee, I think it's Hy-Vee at the gas station, they have firewood for sale, but it's not USDA certified. We were in Springfield last Thursday, and I saw a gas station that had a bunch of firewood for sale, and I just kind of zipped over real quick, and Susan yelled. But I wanted to see if it was, and it was USDA certified. It had that seal on it. I think that would be a good idea to investigate.
Well, I think we should be doing that at a minimum with the retailers.
Why don't we go ahead and see if we can attack that portion of this. and the, as you're saying, the retail establishments, if we have a an ordinance issue that we're not allowed to do that, it surely would be in our best interest to reach out to them and ask them, as good stewards of the community, voluntarily comply with a request not to sell anything but USDA certified. We'll have our staff get on that. Kristen?
Basically, what it sounds as though the portion that you're questioning is whether or not you can control the retailer from what they're offering. No, but the policy, as my understanding, would be relative to the park. So the retailer, as you said, it would be in their best interest to try and help offer something that can be used locally, whereby the park itself is what the policy would be addressed to. It would be addressed to that the wood would not be allowed into the park if it weren't USDA certified, which the retailer would be in their best interest to try and offer something that could be used locally. We couldn't control what they offer, but just because they sold it locally does not mean that it would be accepted to the park. I think that's kind of where it parts ways.
Just a thought.
Sure. No, I understand. It does seem a little counterproductive that we're going to prohibit it one place but have no control over it another, maybe. We'll do some investigating.
Thank you.
Any other questions? All right. We'll do a little more investigating and see if we can have the draft for your action next Monday.